Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
The Score! This hour is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
It's time for 5 on. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris with Mark Grody bring you 5 topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I got 5 on it. Number 1.
The top 10 of ESPN's NFL Week 14 power rankings are as follows. Number 10, the Indianapolis Colts. Number 9, the Buffalo Bills. Number 8, your Chicago Bears. Number 7, San Francisco 49ers. Number 6, the Philadelphia Eagles. Number 5, the Green Bay Packers. Number 4, the Seattle Seahawks. Number 3, the Denver Broncos. Number 2, the LA Rams. And the number 1 team in these latest power rankings by ESPN, the New England Patriots. Are you good with where the Bears sit in these rankings? Do you have any issues with how this top 10 is stacked up?
No, I'm not good with this. How do you beat the Eagles? But the Eagles are 2 spots ahead of you. And it's not like you beat the Eagles on some technicality at your place. You beat them outright at home. So that said, it already doesn't make sense to me. I do think that the Patriots and the Rams, despite the Rams losing to Carolina, I still think that's the 1 and 2. I'm sorry. I just do. My adage of Ravens, Chiefs, and Bills has fallen apart. It was about time. It had to do it at some point. I think it makes sense that Denver's number 3 because of their defense. I think it makes sense that Seattle is next because of the strength of their division. All of that is fine. Green Bay at number 5, eyebrow raise. Philadelphia at number 6, eyebrow raise. San Francisco at number 7, I think you put San Francisco ahead of at least those two, but the Bears are ahead of the Niners. So then the Bears are probably at number 5, then it's the 49ers, then for me it's the Packers, and then it's the Eagles. So that's how I see it.
So I'm trying to figure this out because power rankings aren't supposed to reflect the standings, but there's way too much in common with the standings when you look at these power rankings. Yes, New England has the best record in the NFL at 11-2. I can understand the Rams at 9-3 because of the quality of their wins. The Broncos even. I can get down with that. But the Bears are 9-3, and I know that they've struggled to play quality opponents because they haven't had any quality opponents on their schedule until recently. But they did just beat both the Steelers and the Eagles. And as you said, they beat the Eagles in Philadelphia, and it wasn't like it was some last act Houdini type situation. They beat them down. So how then are the Eagles at number 6 and the Bears are all the way down at number 8? Well, I started thinking about it and I realized, oh, I know what these power rankings are doing. They're leaning heavily on point differential. So it's a combination of record and how badly did you beat some people down.
I kind of did that yesterday, but I still came up with pretty much the same conclusions.
And so I think it's a mix of your record, your point differential, and what have you done lately? That would explain why the Colts, who are 8-4 and have the fourth best point differential, fall in at number 10 because they've lost two in a row. That makes a little bit more sense.
Yeah.
And then the Bears are number 8 because the teams above them are ahead of them in that point differential category. Because let's be honest, the Bears just now got to being back in the positive when it comes to point differential.
But you're right, though. That's why you update the power rankings every week. Also, head-to-head should matter more.
That's what they say in Miami. You see how that's going for the Hurricanes.
Five on it. Number 2.
Conference, that's a problem. Your conference now has a team that plays on the West Coast in the ACC, and I have issues about that as well.
So does the Big Ten. They play on both coasts.
Their name is the Atlantic Coast Conference.
And friends. That's in parentheses, Dan, friends.
And friends and company. ACC and company.
Yes.
Back to the Bears. The first round of NFL Pro Bowl voting results were released this week, and a pair of Bears
ACC
are leading.
ACC and company, 10 to noon on another station.
The first round of NFL Pro Bowl voting results were released this week, and a pair of Bears are leading their respective positions. Bears free safety Kevin Byard holds the top spot in league voting. So does left guard Joe Tooney, according to the results released by the NFL on Monday. Are there other Bears players that you believe are deserving of a spot in this year's Pro Bowl?
Yeah, and I'm not just saying this because I talked to him yesterday. Nashawn Wright. If you're in the top 5, or I don't know, tied for 2nd in the league in interceptions, then you should be on the list.
What if you just outright lead the league in takeaways?
That too! What are we doing here? Do you have to do the revival again? Do you have to motivate people to vote?
Let me find out when voting closes, and we get closer to voting closing. I will hold court. I think if it happens, if voting's still open when we're next on the road, that might be the time where I step out into the fray. You know, when the show goes on the road and voting's still open, that makes the most sense, right?
Pro Bowl fan voting closes on Monday, December 15th.
Oh. Okay, yeah, I'm going to have to do it before then, before we go on the road. So my thing is this. It's all about the interior. Jonah Jackson, how are you doing? Get that man in the Pro Bowl.
How you doing?
Yeah.
Hello, okay, hi, how you doing?
I like Jonah Jackson
D-E-R-N.
As a Pro Bowler.
I do too. You can make an argument for many.
You say many. Who else are you thinking?
I said Nashawn Wright.
Yeah.
Jonah Jackson, fair.
I was out of guys after that.
Drew Dahlman?
Oh, yeah, Drew Dahlman. I thought, he's not one of them. My whole thing was guard, center, guard. They all need to be Pro Bowlers.
Oh, fair enough, yes.
That's what I'm saying with the interior. So indeed. You're right. You're right. I left out Dahlman, but I meant Dahlman.
Say his name!
Drew Dahlman. Former Falcon. Drew Dahlman.
Number 3.
Rawr.
This is 5 on it on 670 Score with Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris. Mark Grody has the day off. Tonight, the Bulls host the Nets at the United Center. Pregame coverage begins at 6:45, tip-off at 7. On the Score on the Fitzgerald Equipment Bulls Radio Network, powered by Heli Forklifts. Tune in to our guys, Chuck and Bill. It's a blast. After losses to the Pelicans, Hornets, Pacers, and now the Magic, what is your confidence level that they can turn it around against the 4-16 Brooklyn Nets? Where Brooklyn at?
Well, Brooklyn is not high in the standings, and they weren't last year. So that gives you an indication of the Bulls' chances tonight against the Nets. Here's what concerns me about the Bulls. It's that they've become less efficient over this stretch offensively. Even though they're scoring a lot of points, it's been decidedly less efficient. Like, for example, they had a terrible free throw shooting game against the Pacers, you know? Like, that's just stuff that can't happen on this team when you've got this group. Like, you've got to be more efficient offensively. But I still think since they're at home, I don't think that start was a mirage, and I don't think their 3-9 over the last 12 is truth-telling either. I think it's somewhere in the middle. So I like their chances to break the 4-game losing streak against the Nets.
Can I read something to you real quick?
Mm-hmm.
When I say real quick, it's all relative, right? This is the team injury report that is updated every hour at the bottom of the hour leading up to tip-off.
Aw, crap.
Here's the Bulls. Zach Collins, questionable. Got that? Noah Asenge, out. Kevin Herter, out. Ugh. Trey Jones, questionable.
Who?
Isaac Okoro, doubtful.
Oh,
Lachlan
man.
Ulbrich, probable. We're getting deep into the old reserves.
Lachlan Ulbrich, all right.
Yes. Julian Phillips, probable. Jalen Smith, questionable. Dalen Terry, questionable. Kobe White, out. Patrick Williams, probable. They got a depth issue.
Lachlan had 12 minutes against the Magic.
I mean, that's telling you something, right? Here's what I'm going to say. When I proclaimed that the Bulls could contend for the Eastern Conference title, I said they'd do it death by a thousand cuts. Right now, the cuts are coming the other way. Everybody's suffering from nicks and bruises.
And you say you're not the Michael Jordan of analogies?
I'm not. Oh, I see what you did there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We've got a little Michael Jordan analogy coming up here.
Does.
Five on it.
He has sort of.
Okay, listen. right now, they're just getting cut and shredded and put through every type of device you've seen on sale for $19.99 on your television.
Chopped and screwed.
Yes, all of the things. Every which way you want to say it. And if Kobe White's going to be out and Kevin Herter's going to injure himself just minutes into the game against Orlando.
Stinks.
Trey Jones is going to have to do something. But without their defensive rudder, their defensive leader, Isaac Okoro, ain't nothing happening good.
But it's the Nets, though.
Oh, it's the Nets? Just like it was the Hornets? Just like it was the Pelicans? Just like it was the Pacers? Does that sound familiar?
Pelicans do have an issue.
Below 500 teams?
The Nets are 4-16.
Okay, what's the Pelicans' record?
Yeah, it's not good either.
Okay, what's the Pacers' record?
The Pacers are not the same because they don't have Halley.
But yeah,
it's
guess
not
what?
The same.
They didn't have Halley when they played the Bulls. How'd that work out for them?
The Pacers are also 4-16.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to get y'all to see. Until Isaac Okoro comes back, I'm not putting the Bulls down for any wins. I'm just hoping
what?
And wishing.
Oh my God.
I'm not putting them down for any wins. I'm saying I'm hoping and wishing. I'm not saying I think the Bulls are going to win tonight. I just think the Bulls are going to be out there tonight and we'll see what happens.
Did you know the Oklahoma City Thunder's record? Like when I see it, I take a triple take every time. Like 21-1.
That's how many losses what? They have. I'm holding it up for everybody to see on Twitch. What up, Mob?
Like, you're off to a 21-1 start.
Is
That's
that
not a real record.
They're talking about the Bulls' record being in jeopardy this year.
Again.
I'm just telling you.
Number four.
How do you describe what happened between Chris Paul and the Clippers?
Did they ground him? Like, they said they sent him home?
Did you ever been on a field trip where somebody got sent home? Like a field trip that was more than like a day trip, like in high school or middle school. I had that happen back in the day when I was in middle school. They had to send a kid home. He was doing stuff he wasn't supposed to be doing.
What was he doing?
Something shouldn't even be aired. You don't want the nickname to be S&M, but you want me to tell stories about kids doing things they shouldn't be doing.
You don't want to snitch 30 years later? Is
nope.
that what I'm seeing?
I'm not. Snitches get stitches still.
Okay, fair enough.
But yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. It wasn't middle school. It was high school.
Okay.
But yeah. So, yeah, man. This is one of those. He was given his walking papers while on a road trip. That's wild.
In the middle of the night.
Mr. Lob City himself.
In the middle of the night, during the middle of a road trip, they told Chris Paul they were done with him. And there's a story out now that he and Ty Lue weren't on speaking terms. He wanted to retire as a Clipper. Like that the respect that he wanted to give the organization. He's 40 years old. This is his 21st NBA season.
He's a man.
Whether or not you want to talk about it like this, he is a part of the modern NBA.
I hear what you're saying, but can I run the numbers by you,
like,
just real quick?
Like his contribution to the game. How did it devolve into this?
But can I run these numbers by you real quick?
Yes.
Chris Paul had played in 16 games this season. He was shooting 32.1% from the field, averaging 2.9 points, 3.3 assists, and one turnover a game. Now, obviously, the Clippers are broken. If the Bulls played the Clippers, I might pick the Bulls. So I think Chris Paul unceremoniously just had his, I guess his career cut short. Is somebody going to pick up Chris Paul?
No, I mean, not
should the Bulls pick up Chris Paul?
Oh no, don't do this to me.
Should the Bulls pick up Chris Paul? Look at where they are right now.
I've had this question asked of me many times at many junctures in time in the NBA.
Should the Bulls in 2025 pick up Chris
Paul? Isn't that some... Well, he was the vet minimum, right?
Yeah. Like he's just out here chilling.
It's not like it's an apron issue. Kobe White does love Chris Paul.
Is this a team... I mean, they have Vooch, but given what's going on right now with this team, is more veteran leadership in order?
Is that the Pascal Siakam?
Don't do that.
I can't even say it without laughing.
I don't know. I just know Chris Paul's without a job, and I salute the future Hall of Famer.
But something's messy about this.
Of course it's messy. It's the NBA. Have you watched the NBA?
But this is extra messy.
It's one of my favorite things about the NBA. Messy.
Suspicious.
Is messy. It
basketball reasons?
Is it petty?
Yes.
It seems like it could fall into the petty category.
Do you retire as a Clipper if this is how you're done at the end? I don't know.
Ooh, man. That's definitely what the plan was. He was Mr. Lob City. Who was throwing all them lobs to DeAndre and Blake? Who was throwing them lobs?
It was such a dangerous drug at the time because then everybody thought they could lob and they couldn't. And then I'm watching Baylor thinking they're Lob City, and then it was just sometimes horribly missed dunks and the crowd would be like, ooh.
There's only one Florida Gulf Coast.
Dunk City.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the point is, he was so influential that he had the kids doing things out there that they shouldn't be doing. Like, ill-advised lobs. I don't know. This is disrespectful to Chris Paul.
Number five.
The latest edition of NBC's MJ, Insights to Excellence, took an unexpected turn. Michael Jordan named his favorite ice cream flavor.
So, it's May. My season's been over. I'm a third-year guy in the league. I call you, Michael. What do I do from now until the season starts to get better? What are the things you tell me that are important?
First of all, is your passion. You know, there's something about your passion or wanting to get better that drives that energy. I mean, when I say passion, that means if I have a love for ice cream, I mean, real deep love for ice cream, I'm going to do everything I can to go find ice cream.
Right.
Or find that flavor of ice cream.
What flavor, by the way?
Butter pecan for me.
Okay, good.
Just so you know.
Uh-huh.
So now we know Michael Jordan's favorite flavor of ice cream. So I ask Layla Rahimi and Marshall Hare here on 500 on 670 The Score, what's the flavor of ice cream that you just can't live without?
Can we talk about the way he said pecan real quick? He said pecan?
That's the way you're supposed to say it, pecan pie. Aunt, not ant.
Right, but he said pecan.
Yeah.
Not pecan.
Pecan.
Oh, dear.
I'm with it.
Oh, dear. We have a conflict.
I'm also from the South, so yeah, I'm gonna back him up on that.
And that, my friends, is the difference between Texas and the South. Everybody's like, Texas is the South. No, it's not. There's a difference. That's it. That's it right there.
When I tell you I do not like butter pecan ice cream, and I was terrified that he was going to give the answer butter pecan, what is that face you're making right
now?
Why
were you terrified?
Butter pecan.
Also, that was a very Marshall Harris analogy construction out of Michael Jordan.
Just saying. So
butter pecan for me.
For people who don't know about butter pecan ice cream.
What are we doing here?
It is very popular within the culture.
I do love it.
Handed down from generation to generation. Because
really
back in the day, if you go back to the times of segregation, Black people down south in many places could not get vanilla ice cream. It was not served to them. You didn't know this? Okay, history lesson.
I hate this already.
And so butter pecan became their thing. And it's not unlike how soul food was, they took the what was considered the worst parts of the pig and made good with it. And butter pecan became a thing. But I did not like butter pecan growing up. And my grandparents and great-grandparents and my parents, butter pecan... can you just get something else? My favorite flavor is chocolate, by the way. I don't like vanilla. I feel like it's not. But I love a chocolate milkshake. I'm a milkshake fiend. And so
don't say that to our guest yesterday, Poochie.
Oh, really?
In the Wiener Circle.
Why is that?
Oh, I'll tell you offline.
Oh, offline? Okay, I got you. But butter pecan, I get it. I'm not surprised, but at the same time, I was anticipating. I was like, please don't be butter pecan, but it's butter pecan. But I understand why. But he's definitely unk. If he wasn't unk before, he is unk. Actually, he's OG. Who am I kidding?
He is.
Michael Jordan.
He is. I don't know that I have a flavor that I can't live without. I, for whatever reason, ice cream is not my number one. I like it. So I do like vanilla ice cream, but I'm not, I don't put it on everything like a lot of people do. You know, like they gotta have it on a pie or something. No. So I think I'm gonna say this because a lot of times I get this flavor and people are like, interesting. Pistachio.
What?
Yep, pistachio. Goes back to my roots. Like, pistachio ice cream is a thing. Persian pistachio ice cream is awesome.
I think I don't know if I've had pistachio ice
cream. Gelato.
I was gonna say I've had
pistachio gelato.
Gelato
is elite.
Okay, that's good. I've had that.
Yeah, I'm a big pistachio fan. I had that Dubai chocolate. It was good. But I'm a basic chick like that.
They even have it at Baskin Robbins now. I don't know if that's any, you know, for better or for worse. But
yeah,
I'm intrigued to try it.
That's one of the 31 flavors.
You should, because the Dubai chocolate or the pistachio?
The Dubai chocolate, yeah.
Because, yeah, otherwise they're selling it for like $1 billion, and that's just unnecessary.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that's how I feel about it. Danny is next. Okay, so a texter tells us this on the text line. I'm going to tell you guys first. That Danny said that he was going to take his shirt off yesterday on First Things First. I forget what the stipulation was. If the Bears win the division. So, sounds like we've got an ante that has been upped. Let's talk about it with Parco next on The Score.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I could do Stephen A's job, guys. It's not that hard.
Danny Parkins.
QB1 party. All are invited.
Host of Fox Sports 1's First Thing First.
I mean, literally last year on Thanksgiving, we all watched a Bears head coach forget that he's allowed to call a timeout. Yeah. And then on Black Friday this year, they do that. But for this season, I think it proved that they can win a Super Bowl.
This season?
Yeah.
Former host of 670 The Score before he abandoned us.
That's a Caleb Williams custom, baby.
Jersey number one is going to the Raptors.
You guys made it seem like as Chicago Bears fans, we had our guy, Danny Parkins, all these guys.
Danny Parkins on 670 The Score.
Wait.
We love talking to Danny Parkins. He joins us on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. He's also on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore. Danny Parkins, you know what his Twitter handle is. It's at Danny Parkins. He's on the newly expanded First Things First OT from 4 to 5 on Fox Sports 1. And he's actually joining us early because he has an appointment with Cole Kmet. Hey, Danny.
Hi, Layla. Hi, Marshall. Yes, it's true. We'll be interviewing Cole Kmet here in about 30 minutes. I appreciate your guys' flexibility. And then it will be airing today at 4:25 Central Time. So a conversation with Cole will air 4:25 for Bears fans.
What do you want to ask him about? He was really good, I think, yesterday or 2 days ago when it came to talking about the passing game and their responsibilities and then just how he's seeing the team right now.
Yeah, Cole's a great interview. I've had a decent relationship with him for a while now, so we've got a good rapport. And Greg Jennings is on the show, and so Cole's always good on Bears Packers, and so I think that there could be some funny opportunity there for Greg and Cole to have some back and forths. And listen, I think what Ben Johnson said about the pass game, and I know he clarified the comments and it was not a shot at Caleb. I never took it as a shot at Caleb because if you listen to the whole comments, he was talking about, Caleb's one of 11 and the depth that the receivers run and footwork, and there's a million things that go into it. But I guess what I kind of want to follow up on is, Ben Johnson said that they're winning in spite of their passing game. How close does Cole Kmet think they are to being able to win because of their passing game? Like, is it the type of thing that realistically is going to take another offseason and time and familiarity and comfort? Or does he think they're close and within the next week or two or three, the passing game could take a significant jump? So that's one of the X's and O's football things that I want to talk to him about today.
Danny, tell me that this isn't true. I heard that you threatened to take your shirt off and bare your chest if the Bears win the division. Is that something that you threatened to do?
Our texter said.
Well, don't threaten me with a good time, Marshall. Here's the thing: nobody wants to see that.
Exactly.
Thank you. We all can't look like you. Okay. I am 6'1", 150, severe scoliosis. I'm a walking skeleton. I've had 5 back surgeries. It would be very bad for my self-esteem if I was out there without a shirt on and the million-plus subscribers on the First Things First YouTube page were commenting. It would not be good for me.
First of all, but people kill for that metabolism, sir.
Yeah,
secondly, you are actually 6'1". He's not lying like a lot of people do about their height.
Yeah, no, tall, skinny. That's what. And if I didn't have scoliosis, I'd probably be like 6'3". But, Willie Colon just kind of said it at the end of the show yesterday when we were showing the wiener circle and the hot dog thing. He was like, you got to take your shirt off, DP, if they win the division. And I was like, no. And he was like, yeah, you do. And then there was 8 seconds left in the show, and I said, okay. And then it ended. So that's like a soft commitment, I would say. Like I don't feel like I'm totally locked into that, but maybe win a playoff game. So I'll do something stupid.
Super Bowl. That's where I'm setting the bar. If they get to the Super Bowl, then we will allow you to bare your chest to the people.
See, that's the thing though. Like it's so embarrassing that like 95% of guys would have no problem with it. I got some issues with it. So I don't know. Like it's kind of lame. Like the only reason it's a thing for me is because people don't find me attractive. Like that's kind of lame. It's kind of like bullying. I don't like it.
It is bullying. You should do what you're comfortable with. Did the end of the show end with like the Curb Your Enthusiasm music though? Because that's how I feel like the conversation just like died. Like, okay.
Yeah,
bum, bum, bum.
Well, listen, sometimes you got to hit a hard out for college basketball, And so that's how the show ended yesterday. It's funny. You our pre-show call is at 10 a.m. We don't go on the air until 5. We've got a team of whatever it is, 9, 11, 12 producers, huge behind the scenes stuff. And then still like unscripted moments happen, right? It's the beauty of live entertainment. So I don't know. I'm going to probably have to do something. when the Bears win. But like, I'm a little worried about Ben Johnson. Like, what he went for shirts off after a regular season win over Philly. Like, what does he do when they clinch? What does he do when they clinch the playoffs? What does he do when they clinch the division? What does he do if they win the Super Bowl? Like, I feel like he peaked a little early here, and so I'm concerned for where he takes the celebration.
Well, I think it's got to be like the dunk contest, guys. Like, once you run out of the basics, you got to start mixing in props, like Baron Davis popping out of a Kia or blowing out a cupcake, perhaps on top of the rim.
I think the thing is, you've
got to start mixing in other things, perhaps weaponry, like fireworks, for example.
Danny, I'm waiting to see what the next challenge is that is issued by the Wiener Circle or some other company. Like, if you do this, we'll do this. So, like, I think we're just waiting to see if someone issues another challenge, really, to Ben Johnson and the Bears.
Yeah, he's a man of the people, clearly. The Wiener Circle, I think, has like a unique ability over like the cultural landscape to make these types of challenges. I think that, you know, if anyone else is going to do it, though, there's going to need to be like a significant charitable component attached to it. And I know there was some to the Wiener Circle part of it yesterday, but like, I don't know that like Al Cheval can come in and be like 100 burgers to the next people who do this. Like, I think it'll ring a little hollow if you don't have a philanthropic cause attached to it. But I love Chicago so much. It's like, you know, I'm going to line up in, what was it yesterday? 20 degrees. I'm going to line up in like sub freezing temperatures in a line that goes around the block, stand out there for an hour, take my shirt off for the news cameras for a free $4 hot dog. It's beautiful. It's just, it's the height of like stupidity and loyalty, but it's like absolutely the most endearing part about sports fans. So I loved every second of it.
People were having shots of Malort in line at 11:30 a.m. on a Tuesday.
Gotta stay warm.
Yeah.
Danny, I want to know what your feelings are about this game this week in relation to the aforementioned Ben Johnson and Matt LaFleur, and now seeing them go head to head after talk was talked on really both sides. It seems like it's going to be an interesting situation at Lambeau.
Yeah, you know, I feel like introductory press conferences, like, you should just like get to like Men in Black mind eraser him. It's like you're just kind of feeling yourself. You just signed a contract that's going to pay you like $12 or $13 million per year, and so you get a cheap applause line at your rival's expense. Like, it's just like red meat for your base. And then, like, are you actually gonna like hold him to it? So, you know, I can't imagine that it's going to be too frosty between Matt LaFleur and Ben Johnson. My guess is there will be a post game handshake. There might be a pregame chat. Like, I can't imagine that there's like that much genuine bad blood there between the coaches. But it's another opportunity to validate the whole thing, and that's now what happens. Like, in the NFC and the NFC North, you know, we saw it last year. The Lions and the Vikings played a week 18 game. The Lions ended up winning 15 games. The Vikings ended up winning 14. But the difference in that week 18 game, the result was the one seed and home field advantage throughout the playoffs, and then being a wild card team that had to go on the road. Like, it was a massive, massive swing. And the Packers are coming off of their most impressive game of the year, I would argue. Mm-hmm. You know, Jordan Love's first ever game with 4 touchdowns and no turnovers. Micah Parsons dominated the game. To me, that was like the idealized version of what the Packers are supposed to be. Like, that Packers team definitely can win a Super Bowl. And so if you go into their house and you beat that team after you beat the champs, like, people are going to stop being able to poke any holes in what the Bears have accomplished this year. So it's a fascinating opportunity. I think the Wyatt injury on the Packers defensive line is massive because they are a top 10 rush defense in the NFL, and it's going to be cold, and you know that they're going to try to force Caleb to beat him. So Ben Johnson's going to try to run the ball, a strength v strength situation. So there's a million X's and O's things about the game that are interesting, but I think the coaching rivalry thing hopefully is not even in the top 5.
Oh, Danny, I feel like that's where we've gotten with this. It is, what is it going to take for you, the Bears fan, the sports observer, the rep for the Bears fans on Fox Sports 1, for example? It comes down to your individual, what is it going to take for you to believe this Bears team is something to believe in this year? And I feel like that may be the last benchmark for a lot of people, is to beat the Packers on the road again.
Yeah, you know, see, it's I think it should have been the Eagles' win, to be honest with you. Like, if the Bears will get another shot at Green Bay at home. They split with them last year. I had kept the Bears outside of my top 10 until that. I thought I was just trying to be consistent about it. Like, I didn't put Denver in until they beat the Chiefs. I thought that, you know, the Patriots beating the Bills was very important for them. Like, for these, like, new money teams, like, you've got to show that you can do it against an established team that's been good for a long time. So I thought, to me right now, the Rams are the best team in the NFL, but obviously they just lost in Carolina. They're not a perfect team. It doesn't feel like a year where there's a juggernaut, right? Bo Nix could be the one seed, zero playoff wins. Drake May, likely to be a one seed, zero playoff wins. Caleb Williams could be a one seed, zero playoff wins. Justin Herbert in the playoffs, zero playoff wins. Like, it's wide open right now. So I think there's a large group of teams that realistically can convince themselves that if the things break their way, they can win the Super Bowl. And I don't see why the Bears shouldn't be in that large group of teams right now. Do I think they'll win the Super Bowl? Like, probably not. But the Rams probably won't win it either. Like, I would take the field against any one team. And if the Chiefs are going to miss the playoffs and it's as open as this, crazier things that have happened than a Bears team like this making a run.
Danny, how's Robbie?
Oh, he's not out here yet. He's taking some time. He's taking some time off and attending to some stuff and then getting ready for the move. So he's not going to start on the show for a few more weeks, actually, at least. So I haven't seen him, and but we're really excited to have him out here. He's going to fit in great. It's a great culture for him. Unbelievable talent in the producer room, and he's going to fit in great.
I knew that his open where he says you abandoned him was not true. I'm glad to see that you came through and showed him that you would never abandon him like that.
What are you shaking your head at, Marshall? You mad at me for taking Robbie?
I was shaking my head at Layla because she's laying it on thick right now. Robbie's going to be just fine. I'm not worried about Robbie. I'm worried about all his Detroit teams, though, because I don't think...
I like to have a sense of humor.
No, I got it. The Lions look just like I need them to look right about now.
Yeah, Lions could be in trouble. Good teams are going to miss the playoffs in the NFC. Cowboys are good. Lions are good. Panthers are good. NFC is real tough. But, I said to you guys last week, try to take care of all my producing people, and I'm thrilled that Robbie's going to be out here soon. It's going
to
be great.
I am, too. I hadn't gotten to talk to you about it on the air, so I'm glad we got to. So shout out to Robbie, of course. Shout out to your producing staff. And Danny, thanks again for joining us, as always. We look forward to that interview he mentioned with Cole Kmet coming up at 4:25 on First Things First OT.
Thanks, Danny.
Yeah, thank you, guys, and appreciate the flexibility with the timing. We'll be back to our regularly scheduled spot next week.
Sounds good. Danny Parkins joining us here on Raheemy, Harris, and Grody. Also, we want you to know it's Blackhawks and Bulls season on Chicago Sports Network. Visit subscribe.chsn.com to sign up for your 7-day free trial of their all-access plan. Over 300 live games per year. Chicago Sports Network, your home stream advantage. I got to talk to Nashawn Wright last night for our Football After Dark event sponsored by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Remy Martin. And my goodness, was it a wonderful conversation. I will share some of the nuggets. And by the way, he let it slip. Dennis Allen had a plan to stop that tush push, and he gave some details as to how it happened. That's all coming up next here on Raheemy, Harris, and Grody on 670.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. you can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Score.
Raheemy Harrison Grody. Middays 10 till 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Third and one. Here we go again. Here's the chance. The tush push. Did he get it? He got a fumble here. Meanwhile.
Bears think it's a fumble.
They do.
Deshaun Wright, 26.
Oh, they have it. They do have it.
Yep. They got it. 26 did come up with it.
Fully on the field as they fumble. Recovered by the defense. First down, Chicago.
There's Wright going for the football. Right there. He did. He got it out. It's still free. Now it's a battle at the bottom. And his leverage there, he freed it away.
That is courtesy of Amazon Prime, and that was Nashawn Wright stopping the tush push, the forced fumble on Jalen Hurts in the Bears' 24-15 win over the Eagles. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score, and I got to talk to Nashawn Wright last night. It was one of our Football After Dark events. They are presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Remy Martin. Remy Martin had some really cool giveaways, as they tend to do. The Remy Martin crew was out, and fans even got a couple raffle prizes. So it was a really fun event. Thanks to everybody who came out to Moretti's in Bedford Park, as we got to have a wonderful conversation with Nashawn Wright.
I want to know everything. I know we don't have time, but I want to know everything.
We don't. And if you need somebody else on this Bears team to cheer for, and maybe you haven't, Nashawn Wright, for a multitude of reasons. Let's just start with the football side of it. Coming from being on the practice squad in Minnesota last year, he asked for his release. He told us that. To then just hoping to make the team with the Bears this year. And then having this career season, 38 solo tackles. He's tied for second in the NFL with 5 interceptions, 10 passes defensed, the forced fumble, as we saw, stopping the tush push. From a football standpoint, you root for somebody like that. And then from a personal standpoint, sharing with us that not only his grief was at such a level after his head coach from Laney College, John Beam, had been killed on campus, shot and killed on campus in Oakland, but then to also talk about how after the game against Minnesota, that he had his father pass away in 2017, and he and his brother Rajon, who was on Last Chance U, that Coach Beam was the person who helped get them out of bed, helped them get moving, helped them want to get to work again, you know, after just debilitating and horrific trauma that people shouldn't have to go through. And for him to have to experience something similar again is unfair, to say the very least. So his feature on Amazon Prime, if you hadn't seen it, I surely recommend going back. It's on multiple social media platforms. It's for one on Twitter, if you just want to see it there. He did talk about it, and it was part of the discussion we had at Football After Dark. Let's listen, if you didn't get to hear it, that feature that Amazon Prime worked on ahead of the Eagles game.
Like I said, he came to the door, and he changed my life from that point on. He asked me what my dad would have wanted for me, and I knew it was for me to play football.
You better come strong. You come to the town. Two claps. Ready, ready.
Two claps. Ready, ready.
Watch out. Picked off. There's Wright.
That's what I'm talking about, boy.
Look at me now. I'm on the 8-3 Chicago Bears, getting to play on prime time. It's been a blessing.
And he echoed that yet again. I also asked him, you know, his emotions during that interception where it looked like he jumped about 9 feet in the air. And he told me that Tyreek Stevenson told him that he needed to get two interceptions against the Vikings for Coach Beam.
Wow.
So it was Tyreek who motivated him. And he talked about the room, you know, the secondary room that they share. And I did tell him, I was like, that seems like the place to be on the team. Like, everybody's chatty. There's a big personality there. And he talked about how much he enjoyed it. And he also said that game ball that he intercepted, the ball that he got off J.J. McCarthy in the end zone, that is going to Coach Beam's widow. That he still communicates with her. And that's something that he wants to give to her. He also told me that he's a father of two daughters, that Coach Beam helped him set up his daughter's college fund, that he inspired him to do that. So he was such a light in his life. So we know that's a story that Nashawn Wright has, that he's dealing with that, and he's been able to, I feel like, just take that and share it in such a very honest way and work through it. And you hate that for him that he even has to. But he speaks with such gratitude. And that was just part of a wonderful conversation we had. He talks so much about the Bears putting him in a position to succeed and how much he likes being here. You know, he's on a one-year deal. And he likes Chicago. He has a lot of family ties here to the city. And I think Nashawn Wright has probably made himself a ton of money when you consider he's on a one-year, $1.1 million contract. So if you like Nashawn and you think he should stay here, then just let him know, man. Let the Bears know, because he likes being here. I think he's shown that he really enjoys being a part of this team. And I also asked him about the tush push. And this is just part of a massive conversation we had with him. He's somebody you really want to get to know. And he said that in the film that they watched, Dennis Allen had shown them that it basically is a playoff for cornerbacks, because you can't really get to the crowd in the tush push quick enough. So the way it was defended previously was that the cornerbacks weren't very active on the play. So give them an assignment. What does Nashawn Wright do? Come in and try to take away the ball from the ball carrier, who's put in a less stable position because of the pile nature of the tush push. Bam, boom.
That's amazing that Dennis Allen instilled that with him. But he's right. Now that I'm looking back in my head at tush push plays, DBs just be kind of standing around during the tush push.
Right. So why not utilize them? And I said to him, I'm like, this is one of those concepts where it's so brilliant that you're like, wait, why didn't they just do it this way previously? Like, it's that good.
Well, that's what I'm asking myself right now.
Right?
Why has this not always been the approach?
You're constantly rewinding film of this now in your head, thinking, we're focusing in on this much of the play, 75%, when in reality,
it's a bigger play.
There's 25% that's unaccounted for, perhaps. Now, that's not the exact math, but you get the idea of the visual.
Unless you're playing the Steelers, because then they fake tush push. And then,
which was also a great play. But to make up for it in this way, and perhaps that inspired them to utilize the cornerbacks more for that reason, that they're closer to that pile as well. Man, once again, just kudos to Dennis Allen. Credit to Nashawn Wright. who, like I said, says he likes Chicago and he wants to be here. He was just hoping to make the team, and he's having a career year.
Oh, he's made the team, and he's made the season a whole lot more fun for his teammates and for the city of Chicago.
And I think he should be considered for the Pro Bowl for sure. So thanks again to Nashawn Wright. Thanks again to everybody at TimberTech Decking and Railing and Remy Martin. We had a wonderful time. And if you're looking for yet another person to cheer for on this Bears team, if you didn't know already, I'm pretty sure you did. We got about 150 reasons to cheer for Nashawn Wright yesterday. He's an incredible person to talk to.
Seems like a very good time.
It absolutely was. Thanks to everybody who came out as well. We had a fantastic crowd who asked really good questions. So thanks again to everybody involved. It was a wonderful thing to be a part of. Coming up next here on Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score, we have a special guest coming in studio.
So special. Beyond special, actually.
He is. I think he asked some really good questions to Ben Johnson. He always does, but especially the past couple days. Herb Howard for the Bigs, host of the Herb Howard Show. You know him well. He'll talk football with us, and we'll delve into an unsolved mystery with him, too, next.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.